News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy Monday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and it's time to talk a little bit about ADX Digital Marketing, and we have one of my favorite folks in the building here this morning, Tasca King, one of our, I don't know, are y'all using account exec, marketing consultant, jack of all trades?
Digital consultant.
Okay, lots of titles.
Digital marketing consultant, radio marketing consultant.
So add that after her name with all the initials, and that makes her an expert for the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning. How about that?
Just call us your marketing gurus.
Ooh.
A little bit of everything.
Okay, I'll go for that.
Okay.
I like the guru. So what's going on? How's your world? We didn't have you. We had Brian in last week. He did a super job.
Yeah.
One of our newer guys, and he's... did great.
He is great. He's a great addition to our team. Lots of experience in digital, lots of experience in radio, and he knows a lot that can help you out with your business. And we're all looking to him for some inspiration too.
So yeah.
And his knowledge, his vast wealth of knowledge.
Yeah, he moved here from Portland or
Oregon?
Yeah, from Oregon. So
right.
He's bringing in a whole new perspective.
Yeah, first time we've ever had an Oregon Ducks fan in the building.
That is different, isn't it?
It is.
That's interesting. Okay, so what do you want to talk about, young lady? There's
well, let's talk about vertical marketing.
Ooh, okay.
And we've talked about this before, but vertical marketing is basically when you focus on one business category.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to talk about a group of several different business categories, one at a time, and talk about what products we have that work best for those categories.
Okay.
So if you are in the marketing department or own one of these business categories and want to talk about running digital, I mean, these are the products you need to be looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right. First of all, let's talk about healthcare. Now, healthcare, that can be a lot of different things. It can be anything from hospitals, individual doctor offices, any different types of doctors, whether it's dentist or ophthalmologist or anything.
Right.
You know, general health,
mm-hmm.
general wellness, med spas, anything like that.
Okay.
So healthcare is a pretty broad, I don't want to call it an industry, but vertical. It's a broad vertical.
Well, it covers a lot of age ranges, too, because
there's
a big difference between pediatric care and seasoned citizens care.
And the great thing about digital is we're going to narrow that down for you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to narrow down, tell me about your client base, what's the age group of your client base, what's the demographics about your client base, or your wannabe client base. You know, if your client base isn't where you think it needs to be, then let's talk about what we need to do to reach other people outside of a specific demographic.
Mm-hmm. No,
we can do
sense.
That with any of our products.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about healthcare for a minute.
Okay.
What products work really, really good for healthcare? Well, the first thing I'm going to tell you is YouTube, YouTube Plus, YouTube TV. If you have video, or if you don't have video, we can help you find some video, get you create some video. We can help you with that. And then get that product out there, get that video ad out there utilizing YouTube TV. Now, YouTube TV is going to be you've heard us talk about CTV or
mm-hmm.
OTT. It's very similar. It's really the same thing, but it's all within the YouTube TV platform.
Okay.
So that's what's going to be really cool. We'll have different options with YouTube. We can do some YouTube. That's the YouTube, the regular YouTube channels,
mm-hmm.
the YouTube advertising, whether it's on a computer or if somebody just watches YouTube on their television. You can be on regular YouTube. You can be on and YouTube.com, obviously.
Right.
Or you can just focus on YouTube TV, or you can do a combination of the three. So there's three different options. But that product works great because, especially with the YouTube TV, you are going to be able to reach people as they're consuming video or created video or scripted video content or even reality video content.
Well, it's one of the most popular,
right.
I guess, video sources
because
I go to it all the time.
Exactly. And the thing about that is it's such a better option than buying just the ABC affiliate, just the NBC affiliate, mm-hmm. just the Fox affiliate, because you get everything.
Right.
You get access to all of those audiences, and then you get to narrow down to who you want to see the ad.
So you can kind of find out by subject matter or what someone might be interested in. You can target that.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's pretty incredible.
So say, for example, let's just to give you an apples to apples scenario here. Say you've got the option of running a campaign on the CBS affiliate, mm-hmm. or you've got an option of running on YouTube TV.
Okay.
Well, so I'm watching a show on CBS, but I'm not your target. If I'm not your target, I'm still going to see your ad.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wasted impression.
Okay. Yeah.
But if I'm watching that same show on YouTube through that YouTube portal, then I'm probably not going to see your ad. I'm going to see ads that are pertinent to me
mm-hmm.
and to what am I looking for. And vice versa. If the person you want to reach may not be watching this local CBS affiliate.
Right.
They may be watching something on the local ABC affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a better chance of reaching them through the YouTube TV platform than by reaching them, obviously, on the CBS platform, or even sometimes on that ABC platform.
That makes a lot of sense.
Plus, you got to keep in mind, too, so much of this now, so many people stream a show after it ran live. Just running a commercial during live programming is not enough anymore. It's just not.
Right.
So.
Well, that's fascinating.
So that covers the video aspect with healthcare. Other products that work great with healthcare is digital out of home. Obviously, the other CTV products that we have,
mm-hmm.
As well as live chat. And live chat is very much HIPAA compliant.
Okay.
So if you can't man your website 24/7, and most people can't, we can help you with that so that you don't miss any leads.
So let me understand. If I have a business and I have a website and I wanted to incorporate live chat, but I don't mm-hmm. have the team that could answer phones
right.
24/7.
We've got it covered.
That's pretty amazing.
We've got it covered with live people. They're not with bots.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a couple of different options that we'll be glad to go over all that with you, when we meet with you.
Okay, excellent. Talking with Tasca King this morning about ADX Digital Marketing and some of the options that are available to you. If you have a question or a comment, please text it in at 850-437-1620. That's what this is about. This is the expert panel for Pensacola, and Tasca is definitely an expert on ADX Digital Marketing. So we'll be back in just a minute on News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Monday. I hope you're having a good day so far. Talking with Tasca King, all about ADX Digital Marketing. And this is vertical marketing, correct?
This is vertical. So the next vertical we're going to talk about is HVAC and home services. So whether we're talking about plumbers, whether we're talking about HVAC, whether we're talking about anything to do with home improvements, windows, anything to do with home improvement. Let's talk about that. Well, one of the top ones is going to be, again, video and CTV and YouTube Plus. That's video's going to be your top performer no matter what the product is for the most part. So if you've got video content, even if it's a year or two old commercial, as long as it's still relevant to your business, let's talk. Because now, if you do video digital, it's so much cheaper than what it used to cost to do just regular television advertising. In addition to that, let's talk about social mirror. That works great for this kind of a product,
mm-hmm.
Especially if you post on a regular basis. So if you post a really good post on Facebook or any of your social platforms, let's look at turning that into an ad and serving it off of websites and on websites and apps, and try to direct traffic back to your website or to your social media page, mm-hmm. and get some leads for you that way. Also, live chat's another great one. People have questions, and people ask questions when they are off work. And if they're off work when you're off work, then how are we going to get to those questions? So,
right.
So, again, all of our...
with our busy at work.
Right. Our live chat agents are all live people. they are going to be able to have those initial answers, those broad answers, when someone sends in a live chat, and then we're going to connect you with that person to answer the more detailed questions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next vertical, let's talk about retail. So retail could be furniture. It could be home goods. It could be jewelry.
Clothing?
It could be clothing, yes. I mean, all kinds of things. So what's one of the best things for retail is native ads, native and display ads.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be able to show them immediately, hey, this is what we have in the store. Come find, come get yours. Come get your, you know, get it in your color, whatever, you know. Native works great. I love native because I love the subliminal aspect of native.
Yes. Because a lot of times I'll find myself reading something and then I go, wait a minute, is this part of the article? Wait, I just moved into an ad.
Exactly, exactly. You don't know it's an ad until the message is in your brain, and then it's too late, the message is in the brain.
Right.
So let's get your message into the brain of the consumer today.
There we go.
Okay. Another thing that's great for retail, again, here we're going to say it, it's video, connected TV. And again, that's if you've got some video content, no matter what your business category is, you need to be looking at digital because you're going to save a lot of money, get a lot more results by reaching the people that we target just for your business.
That makes sense.
And then mobile conquesting works great for most types of retail.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're talking about really small ticket items, so say, for example, you're a dollar store. And now, granted, you might would want to think immediately, well, I could do a virtual fence or do a geofencing campaign against a Dollar Tree or Dollar General or a Family Dollar. That's good. But those products are, you know, if you're advertising products that are quick and inexpensive, you're going to catch somebody right when they're making that purchase, and it's probably too late at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But especially if you got a bigger ticket item. And by bigger ticket item, I mean, let's look at anything, I don't know, $50 and up,
is your
ticket item. Then you want to make sure that they see your ad before they make that purchase decision. And a lot of times they're going to be at your competition when they see your ad. So and you know, if they're shopping at your competition, they should be shopping with you.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at a geofencing campaign to try to catch people before they make that final buying decision and try to get them into your store before they spend
direct.
Their money.
It's very direct.
Yes, absolutely. All right, legal services.
Okay.
This one's a great one for digital. Again, video. You see all kinds of attorney and lawyer ads on television and streaming, and it's because it works for them. Digital out of home is really good, especially, you know, you got ads, you got people that have problems with their car or whether they got a ticket or whether they've been in a wreck. You know they're getting gas.
Right.
Unless that car got totaled, which they might be getting gas in their rental car. So you can reach them with the digital out of home product that way. Another way thing to look at for legal is search engine optimization. That's so when people are searching for an attorney, you want to show up at the top, you know.
So you mean like when you go into Google or Bing or one of those, right?
Exactly. So when they search, you're at the top of the list and they don't have to go to the second or third page before they see you.
And I've noticed that a lot of times where I'll search something and then boom, something will pop up right away.
Yeah.
And it's very like, oh, okay, it's right on topic.
Right. Exactly. So, and that's what you want. You want your brand to be very easily accessible. And in order to do that, if you're not easily accessible right now, you need to look at doing a search engine optimization campaign. Another thing that works really good, again, with legal is live chat. And again, remember, we're totally compliant with any of your restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
So we can answer a couple of the broad questions, but the main thing is to get that person connected to you when you're both available at the same time. Okay, another vertical that works really, really well with digital is financial. That would be banks and credit unions.
Ooh.
And it could also be retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Financial advisors and you know, retirement savings and saving for the future. The products that work great for that, again, Native. There's that subliminal thing. Mm-hmm. You know, they're reading an article about retirement, and then there's your ad, but it's a Native ad.
Right.
So at first they think it's part of the article, and then they realize, the message gets in their brain, the brain before they realize they're seeing an ad and you're there. Another one that works really great is social mirror. A lot of banks already have a social media presence.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take that and expand on it by reaching, again, outside the social platform. And, again, that is that subliminal way to reach them with that subliminal targeting.
Very, very effective. Talking with Tasca King about ADX Digital Marketing. If you've got a question, text it in, 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert this morning is Tasca King with ADX Digital. Got a few more things to talk about this morning, so let's get to it.
A few more verticals I want to talk about. First one is going to be wineries. That would also include breweries.
Mm-hmm.
Wineries and breweries. What works great for those? Well, let's start out with Meta. Facebook and Instagram and the Meta product. And that will also include...
Yes.
What did we just include into that?
Facebook, Instagram, Amazon.
No, it's not Amazon. Threads.
Threads. There
Threads.
You go.
Wait a minute.
She's
yeah,
looking at me
Threads.
Like I would know the answer. No.
I know. Anyway.
Threads. Well, that's important, too.
That product works really good. TikTok, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to be careful with TikTok because it's going to skew a little younger than you need to skew, if that's what, you know, mm-hmm. because you really shouldn't be skewing anyone under the age of 21.
Okay.
And TikTok, I mean, granted, TikTok
has a broader audience.
A broad audience, but it's really heavy, 15 to
mm-hmm.
25,
mm-hmm.
15 to 30. But anyway,
yeah.
Let's stick with Meta for now on those. as well as a social mirror. That's another mm-hmm. one. So those two kind of go hand in hand. The other vertical that is one of our top verticals is business to business. So if you're a business and you work with businesses versus working with general public, then there's a couple of things you could do. First thing, social mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing, LinkedIn. Live chat. You need to make sure that you have a live chat because during business hours, if you can't get to someone, at least that way we can gather that person's information and get you in touch.
Yeah, you don't want to miss out on those opportunities.
Right, exactly. And then website visitor ID. We haven't talked about that a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a product that can tell you what's going on, who's going to your website, are you interacting with them enough, are they getting what they need from you. Mm-hmm. That's another one that you need to look at.
Okay, so who do we call for interested?
Okay, you need to call Jeff Wayne, and that number is 850-262-6000, and he'll connect you with one of our digital experts, and we'll come out, and remember, that first meeting is always free.
There you go, the magic words. Thank you, Tasca King with ADX Digital Marketing. We appreciate you coming in on this Monday.